Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax. Let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to receive for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical CC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. I'm not sure if I'm all here today, Barbara. I had a relaxing day yesterday, and I woke up, and it felt like I partied all night. So what I did is I connected with a friend of mine that's on another coast, and she, too, felt the same way. And the last time that happened, the minute we fell asleep, her mom took us off to Vegas. So I may have been in Vegas all night. I'm feeling it today. I am feeling it today. So I don't know. I mean, I just had a nice relaxing day, and I woke up, and it was like, oh, my goodness. So I'm trying to, you know, trying to get it together today, Barbara. But I'm blessed to be here, and I'm blessed, you know, to share this time with you. Everyone, this is the Magical DC Love. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. Joan, you haven't said that in a while, so I've said it, Joan. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my furry angel Ginger, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. And recently, what I've been working on is cellular memory. Jesus has been working with me. And I've been helping people to get rid of cellular memory, whether it's from this lifetime or a past lifetime. And it's really been an exciting, you know, it's been an exciting venture helping people in this respect. I helped a lady the other day, and we did like a reading and a healing, and who came in but Whitney Houston. So I guess when I told Barbara the other day, I lead a boring life, and she reminded me of who I connect with, I think Whitney coming in was just another, you know, validation of that as well. So I thank you, Barbara. But I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and when I first connected with Joan Rivers, she wanted me to add her to, you know, my, you know, team of Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and I said, where do you fit in, Joan? So it took me quite a while to really figure out, okay, this is a divine connection. But I always say, you know, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. But she's left this door open, and in doing so, others from the other side have walked through it. And it really has given me, you know, access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. And now I have the ability to really relate and work with a wide variety of clients in so many different ways. And prior to doing this, I did have a work background in law enforcement, but I no longer use my 357. I've hung it up. And now I offer angelic love to serve and protect, because I've come to know that love is what I am. But you know what? We're all love, and that's the most important thing. Love is what we all are. So this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divine Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm still working on that title. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, an innate healing body practitioner, apparently, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I've gained from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years and years of questioning and seeking the truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button should take you to her Facebook page. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is lots of information there, and you may just find what you have been looking for. All right, now it's time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us? Hey, DC, are you muted?
I pressed the unmute, and it didn't unmute, so Joan must be playing tricks with me. Knock it off, Joan. I'm tired today. Okay, so the first thing I'm guided to read is a little prayer that was written by Lisa Kay. Are you ready to go to the next level? This month is the month for trust and faith. Trust that your prayers will be answered. Have faith that we are here to help you. You will go to the next level with a little trust and faith. You do not need much, so start now. And you're having a little more trust and a little more faith. As you see results begin to happen, your trust and faith will grow, and so will the abundance in your life. You are angels. And it was just a cute little prayer that I was guided to read. Okay, now I've got to see what the other message was. Okay, For some reason, I was guided this morning to this message, and the message is love is divine, and I am nothing except love. And it's in regard to Marguerite Poirot, I believe her name is, the mystic of divine love. And who she is the essence of divine love and truth, that all we are is love. And she was French-born in the mid-13th century. And the movement that she was with was a spiritual revival among women in the late Middle Ages. And it emphasized and imitated like Christ's life. And these beautiful holy women lived together almost like monks. They weren't nuns or monks or anything. They didn't take formal vows. But she wrote a spiritual masterpiece titled The Mirror of Simple Souls, and it reveals the spiritual process that she went through to be transformed by divine love. I am God, says love, for love is God and God is love, and this soul is God by the condition of love. Okay, and I guess she was like arrested at one point and for being a free spirit, which included the belief that humans could achieve union with the divine. And I guess the Catholic Church at that time conducted an unprecedented trial to decide her faith, and she was sort of like Joan of Arc. Much of her life is recorded because of the transcripts of the lengthy trial that they had. She maintained her truth and that the soul has no other will but God's, and that when the soul is united with God's love, the state of union causes the soul to transcend the contradictions of this world. She suggested that we can be transformed by divine love into love itself, which is not separate from God, and that ultimately no outside source is needed in this transformation. It's between the soul and God alone. She was burned at the stake, I guess, in 1310. The Mirror of Simple Souls continued to gain in popularity, but was distributed as an anonymous text until 1946, when Romana Guarnieri identified Latin manuscripts of the Mirror in the Vatican, and Marguerite's name returned to the text when it was published, I guess for the first time in 1965. There's nothing more powerful than remembering that we are love, and there's nothing and no one outside of us that is needed in order to realize this. It's between our experience of the divine and our own soul. We can let go of what we think we need to prove or who we think we need to be in order to receive love, because we remember that we are love. Then we could stand in the truth, even through flames. And Marguerite was a very courageous truth teller, and the truth of her experience is that love alone can free us. Not the love another might give us, not the love of family or of friends. All of this is powerful and significant, but the true source of love for us is in the fact that we are a soul and that the soul is in union with the divine. And she reminds each of us when we have forgotten that love is the essence of who we are and that true love is found within. Marguerite says, love has no beginning, no end, no limit, and I am nothing except love. This is a time to own and to know this truth more fully. It is most profound and a radical act that we can ever take, knowing that love, the love we already are. And the soul voice meditation, how can I feel the love that I am more deeply? The intention, love is divine, and I am nothing except love. And that's what I was guided to read today, Barbara.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC.
Thank you.
Okay. Here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Beloved ones, you are love. We tell you this over and over and over, and there are some of you who still don't really get it because you have these concepts of what love is. You have these limits that you've placed on love. You have limits that you've placed on yourselves. This is true for each and every one of you. You could each be living an incredible, adventurous, phenomenal life, but you've placed limits on what you are experiencing. And that was your choice, and we understand that, and we accept that, and there is nothing wrong with that. You also have the ability to change those limits at any time you choose. You are the one who set them. You are the one who can take them away. This is not something that you need to pray to have God remove from your life. It is something that you have the ability to move, because you were the one who put them there. This is something that so many people have a difficult time with understanding, that you actually have power, that you actually make choices about what you experience in your life, that you are the one who is in control. And it's not a matter of being in control in that controlling sort of way that so many people want to be in control. It's a matter of recognizing that everything starts within you. And that is where you have the control, because you get to decide what it is you are feeling in every moment, what it is you are being in every moment, what it is you are creating in every moment. And if you find that you are always trying to create something and it is not happening, you need to look at what it is that you actually believe. Because that is where you need to make the changes. It's not in asking God enough times to have whatever it is that you desire. The moment that you decide that you want something, that something is available to you. There is no delay, ever. And so if things are not flowing into your life, then you need to look at your beliefs, what it is you believe is possible. What kind of delays have you put into place? How have you defined yourself and what you are allowed to have? Those are the things that you have control over, and those are the things that actually have such a huge impact on what you experience in life. It's not that the world is against you. The world is never against you. It's not that God is against you. God is never against you. It's not that the universe is against you. The universe is never against you. The moment you decide that you want something, everything is being done to bring you what you want. If it is not coming into your physical reality, you need to look at what you believe about what is possible, what you believe about what you can and cannot have, what you believe about your own power to create. Start looking within yourself. That is where the answers lie. It is never a matter of God being against you. God would never be against you. God loves you, and that love is unconditional, which means there is absolutely nothing that you need to do to deserve that love. It is there. It is for you. It is eternal. So look within yourself. What is it that you are creating in your own mind, in your own thoughts? What is it that you are putting in place that limit your life? And if you need help, just ask. We are here for you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful. Well, Ginger, she just came in. She's in Paris right now, but she said she's listening to the show. And she's with her friend Ruben. She's taking him around to see the sites and try to hook up with a French furry woman. He's one of her four-legged friends. So, yeah, I said, Ginger, enough said. Too much detail. She's asking everyone to live for today and make it so beautiful that it's worth remembering. And remember, she's saying, you guys, walk your talk and talk your walk. So she wanted me to give those messages.
Wonderful. Those are very, very good messages. And that is so important for us to actually recognize what we are creating, what we are experiencing, what we are allowing. We really lose sight of ourselves and what we are doing. So in this whole week, you know, it's been bringing me back into recognizing me, recognizing that I am the one creating my life, and that if it's not what I desire, it's because there's something there that I have put there, and it's up to me to let that go. And so I've innate body. I imagine my innate body is getting tired of hearing from me.
I keep saying to you, Barbara, I think innate's a man, because women have more vocal skills, and I've been talking to innate, and I don't know, I don't hear from innate as much as you do.
Innate doesn't actually talk back, and I've never asked innate if it has anything to say.
See that? I like to hear it. I'm very vocal, and I like to hear it, and Archangel Metatron yells at me. Ginger talks to me. Joan talks to me. Ruben talks to me. So I'm used to really like hearing from them. So maybe that's where the issue is. I've got to think in a different way. But like you said, you know, you create reality more or less. And I've been working with so many different clients now, new clients. And some of them are four-legged clients. They're not, you know, they're four-legged clients. They're furry clients, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just really beautiful. And the first furry client that I, you know, connected with, well, one of the first, not the first, but one of them was actually this beautiful Saint Bernard named Reuben, and that's who Ginger's with now. They've become, you know, best buddies. And I was just doing a little session with his mommy, and I kept hearing, excuse me, ma'am, ma'am, excuse me. So I had to stop the session and just listen to what he had to say. So I'm used to, like, the vocalness of, I guess, the messages. I don't know. That's really crazy, but I hear sometimes, like I said, I hear them, and sometimes I shouldn't hear them, because when they say something like Joan, she just flows out of my mouth, and sometimes it's not the best of times when it comes out. And I look at thinking, oh my gosh, did I say that? I know it wasn't me, but it's just kind of crazy. So I'm used to hearing, like I said, like that vocalness, like, you know, very vocal voice. And innate is too quiet. Dear innate, speak up. I want to hear exactly what you have to
say. Oh.
But my friend was texting me, and she too, we both like had a lazy day yesterday. We did nothing. We just like relaxed. And maybe her mom felt like we relaxed a little bit too much. So that's why we ended up, I think we went back to Vegas last night. And I'm not a party animal. I'm not up all night. But last night the two of us were up all night. I guess so. Kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, that sounds kind of crazy and kind of fun. So you just needed to
Well, you know, the last time I hit the pillow, all I heard is woohoo, and I saw all the lights of Vegas. I'm like, oh my gosh,
what
am I doing here? You know. And my friend, like, she didn't remember anything except she woke up with a hangover. And she said, oh, my God, I have a hangover. And I went to bed early. I said, girlfriend, we were in Vegas all night long with your party animal mom. So she said, well, that would explain a lot. I think we did it again. But, oh, my gosh, I'm getting too old for that stand up all night kind of stuff.
Well, you know, you're never too old to have fun.
I think maybe we're going to invite you along for the next trip, Barbara. We're going to see about that.
I don't know if I really want to spend the night having fun in Vegas. But, hey, you know, if that's what
Hey, I didn't pick it either.
But
so, like I said, I think we're going
to,
if we go again, we're going to have to take Barbara. We're going to see if you have a different opinion then.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, wonderful. Well, apparently we're supposed to do a short show today because we have no callers, and you sound like you could use a little extra rest, and I know that I could, too. So I guess this is the way
of
making sure
that
we get that.
Message. May I have a message? My sinuses have been all blocked up, and I have fluid, like, underneath my eyes, and I can't get rid of this.
Okay. Let's see what he wants to say about that. My beloved one. You have these wonderful beliefs within you, and these wonderful beliefs within you say that you must take on other people's burden, especially members of your family. And you are still taking on those burdens from those other people. We would strongly encourage you once again to let that go, to let go of the whole idea that you need to do anything for anyone, that you need to shoulder their burdens, that you need to make sure that their lives are great, that you need to enlighten them, to educate them, to lift them to a higher level. Let go of all of the obligation and the duties that you've placed on yourself when it concerns these other people. Everyone has the same access to all of the divine power that is out there. And some people choose not to access it. And then there are other people who expect other people to access it for them and to change their lives for them and to make everything wonderful for them. And you are one of those wonderful people who try to do that. That is part of the commitment that you came into this life with. We encourage you to let go of that commitment, to give your innate the permission to release the contracts and vows that you have made that are not for your highest good, that are not of service to you. Because it is important that you live your life not just being of service to the world, but being of service to yourself, doing what is best for you, opening up in the ways that are going to make your life even more tremendous and phenomenal than it already is. And as you let go of the need to take care of everyone else, you give yourself the freedom to live, the freedom to have perfect health, the freedom to have wonderful nights of rest, the freedom to be the truth of who you are. So we encourage you to let go. Just let go. Just let go. And sometimes you will have to let go multiple times. Because there are some people that you are very firmly entrenched in the idea of you need to take care of them. And this is something you really, really need to let go. We hope this helps. We love you.
Thank you, Barbara. That was
what
beautiful.
You wanted to say.
Thank you, thank you. And Ginger is telling you, you've got to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new.
I am working
so,
to do that, definitely.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. And she's showing me rainbows and unicorns. So you've got to hop on that unicorn, Barbara.
It's my understanding that unicorns are not always easy to ride, but...
I'll be with you. She knows the unicorn, I guess, so she wants you to hop on the unicorn. The exciting, you know, new ventures you're going to go on. There's going to be abundance all around you. And she's looking inside your head a little bit, and she's saying, Barbara, you still have some things in there that are not all positive. So she wants you to really, like, you know, when you say something maybe that's not all positive or think something, say cancel, clear, delete, and then start over, okay?
Okay. I'm working on that.
Saying,
that is.
And follow your heart, Barbara. Follow your heart. You've got the most beautiful heart, she's saying, and honor your feelings. And she's just so happy to say hello to you this morning. But she's saying everything is going to be amazing. Your future is so beautiful. So she's trying to help you to get there a little bit faster.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
loves your new name. She said it fits you. She's saying, say it like you mean it next time, because you're sort of a little, like, shaky there when you're saying it. Say it like you mean it, okay?
I'm still trying to figure out how to say it, so.
The Divine Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. The Divine Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, because you truly are divine.
Okay.
And she really loves it, you know. And she's saying, you know what, just feel at home with it. You know, feel your personal power when you say your name, Barbara. It's amazing.
Okay. I will work on that.
And she's showing me, who do I see? I see Jesus. I see Kuan Yin. I see White Tara. I see Mary Magdalene. They're walking, and you're walking next to them. So she's saying, girlfriend, you know, just own your power. Auntie Barbara, she said, sorry about that. I shouldn't have said girlfriend, but Auntie Barbara, own your power. She wants you to own your power.
Okay. I am definitely making that an important part of my life. Yes, owning my power, living in my power, and creating from my power, and clearing out all
and
that
she's
old
with
crap.
She's walking with Archangel Michael. She's saying, hey, Mike. And they both want you to realize, you know, what a powerful, loving, amazing woman you truly are. You're a beautiful child of God. You are so loved. And they're both asking you now, Barbara, to please own that power that you have within you.
Okay.
So you've got to start owning. Okay?
Okay.
Yep, and she's showing me, and she's saying, okay, Barbara's finally getting the courage. She's jumping on the unicorn. Okay. And she's showing me, Barbara, when you jump on the unicorn, it's going to take you down the path that you need to be on, okay? So you've got to get on top of that unicorn, whether you like it or not.
All right, I will ride the unicorn.
Okay, because our angel is saying, Barbara, you're very safe. Don't worry about it, okay?
Well, I just didn't know if the unicorn wanted to be ridden, you know. I don't want to jump on a unicorn and have the unicorn going, well, I didn't ask you to jump on me, you know.
Yeah, and you know what, Barbara, what Ginger's saying now, she's saying, Auntie Barbara, stop trying so hard to control everything, okay? That's why she wants you to jump on the unicorn and let the unicorn take you down that path for a little ride there, okay?
Okay. All right. I will go with the flow.
Awesome. Wow.
And
you know what Ginger's saying? Oh, we have a caller. Cool. But I have to give you one more message. Ginger's saying this is going to be a really big, exciting month for you, Barbara. There's going to be unexpected blessings and growth, and you're going to see a change in your finances, okay? And she wants you, you know, she wants you to just open your arms wide to receiving everything that you've been waiting for. You truly deserve it.
Thank you. And that's what I'm wanting this month. So, yes, I'm glad. Yay.
See, Ginger's kind of intuitive herself, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She
yeah,
is. She's truly
very
a blessing. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 415 and see if this is the mythical Jessica.
Yes, it's the mythical, magical, divine, wonderful, saintly, hilarious Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came in while we were going through the different names. It was making you guys were making me laugh. And I'm perfectly fine listening to your messages. Oh God, I need some water. One second. We get like a little behind the scenes about Barbara when DC reads for you. It's very exciting, interesting. One second, I'm just drinking some water. I have like a little apple that was just got stuck. One second.
Okay.
I'm fine. There we go. So, I just a quick question for you guys, because something is kind of stirring. Let's put it this way. Spirit guided me to contact, should we just say it, Groupon, and to run a Groupon for my classes. And I got all excited about it. I was like, oh my God, it's going to be huge, like really excited, whatever. Worked out the deal. Everything happened within like 15, 20 minutes. And then I was sort of sitting with it for the next couple of days, and I was figuring out, because this relates to what DC said to me last week about like how I'm focusing on money and how it's sort of, I think this might be related to what you were saying. So I thought I was kind of doing the calculations of like, so I had a class. It went really well. People are like on the verge of purchasing like passes to come on a regular basis. And I started thinking about this like Groupon thing. And I said, if these people purchase now, I think they're going to be upset. I would be upset because if a Groupon then launches, and so it kind of got like a lot of clutter stuff going on in my mind. And I reached out to the representative again. And I said, you know what? I just want to do like one class pass rather than as much as I'm giving away. Like I was like, I think I'm giving away like way too much. Cause it ends up like after the, you know, you offer a big deal, then Groupon takes their cut and then you take your cut. And it ends up that you're making like $3 a class or something like that. And you're doing like a lot of work related to it. So I'm just kind of wondering as far as like, basically, like, I don't know. I'm just wondering how to restructure this deal because they won't do a one class. Because the idea is for people to come try it out and then for you to, like, sell them into something more. So I'm about to get on the phone with her again, and I already spoke to a representative there, and they were like, well, I don't know. So I just wanted to kind of see what you guys had to say. I was thinking maybe I would do, like, an unlimited 2-week pass or a 1-month pass rather. So it's easier to like track people, you know, on how often they, like rather than marking down everyone's reservation each time. But I noticed I have this little thing that's coming up that like, if people come for a month and they get this discount that they might not want to come on a regular basis. Like they might get bored of it. Like that's usually my MO. Like I usually just like kind of go, like I signed up for a hip hop class. I just went to a couple and that was it. It was too crowded because he had the Groupon going and it would have been, you know, so like I have different thoughts that are coming up, you know, like that I'm making very little money off of it, that I'm giving it away for free, that people who sign up for class passes at full rate are going to want it like a refund then, or they're going to be upset and all, you know, and it might be too crowded and hashtag expansion problems. And the last part of like that, oh, they might not want to keep coming. And like, this is an outdoors thing. So it's more of like a summer thing rather than a winter thing. So why am I running this during like prime time? There's a lot of like conflicting stuff. So anything around that? Cause I just want some peace. I want some clarity and like peace around it. Of what am I doing here? Because I think it would be really good exposure, and I think it would. Because there's another part thing here too. Because there's like a little tinge that I have that comes up sometimes of like this like scammy part of me, which we'll call it that. Is that if I do a 2-week pass, that means there's two classes per week, so 4 classes they would get, but a lot of people, if they don't like sort of analyze the deal, they might not realize that maybe a lot of them work during the week and they can only come on Sunday. So that would just be that they're paying for two. Like it sort of works out better on my end per class. Like that's, I don't think it's really scammy, but it's just sort of, you understand what I'm saying? Like it might not be such a good deal for them to take that.
Okay, well, let's see what guidance wants to say.
Okay.
JC, are you muted again? JC?
She took a break.
We've run DC
away. She's off duty. She turned her light off.
Okay, well, let's see what Jesus wants to say.
Okay.
Beloved one, stop thinking. Stop thinking.
Oh, enough.
Stop thinking. You keep thinking and thinking, and every time you think, you create more and more confusion, more and more distress about what you are thinking. Stop thinking. You were following your heart. Your heart said to connect with Groupon. You connected with Groupon. Set things up the way that your heart is guiding you to do it, and let go. Let go. You must let go. You have so much that you're still hanging on to. Sometimes you are hanging on so hard that there's no blood flow to your fingertips because you have such a tight grip. Let go and stop thinking. This will all work out absolutely perfectly. You will have what you need. They will get what they need. It will be beneficial for everyone. Stop thinking. And just let yourself be in the flow. Allow yourself to experience peace when it comes to this situation. When it comes to every situation, stop thinking. Get out of your mind. Trust your heart. Stop thinking. Okay, I think he really wants you to stop thinking.
Barbara, I hate that message.
Barbara,
I think I hate that message.
Barbara, I couldn't answer you. Jackson just got here and he was screaming. I had to make him something.
Oh, okay. I figured something was going on.
I couldn't talk because he was screaming. He wanted something. But I have to say, you're going to have to do some work with Innate with this situation, Jess, because I'm getting this has something to do with memories from a past life. And these memories and stuff have really deep roots. I mean, they're so, so deep that I'm getting that, you know, Innate is going to have to come in and help you with this, okay? Some of the stuff you're not going to remember, and there's going to be lessons that you're going to learn and everything. But I'm getting, you know, that you need to really connect with Innate. And this is like stuff that you've carried from ancient times. And now they're starting to surface, okay? So, and there might even be some stuff that you're holding on from your childhood, honey.
Okay. You know, something just came up when you were talking, Barbara, when you were giving your message, was that, I know this is a mind thing, and with that said, I don't know why situations like it keep happening as far as, like, my mind started, well, so first there was, like, a mind, like, a concern about and sort of a shock or disbelief or I don't understand this about, like, oh, I'm offering classes for, let's say, $20. Because before I was offering stuff that I was going higher, you know, like for $100 or whatever, like relationship stuff. And then it was like I was guided to do these classes for $20, a different, you know, the laughing, a different topic. So it was like, okay, and you're doing it for now, you're doing it for less, and now you're making less money. And I know that's like terrible. I'm going to look at that, but that is the thought. Okay, now you're making less money. Then I go to Groupon. Then it's like you're working out a 50% deal, and then you get 50 off of that. And it's like, wow, now I'm being asked to do something that's, oh my God, it's like it almost makes me cry. It's like, why do I keep working out? I don't understand it. It's like, why am I working out these deals that I'm making like less and less? And it's like, I'm being reminded of, I don't know how she's doing now, but I remember years ago, this healer was doing this new modality. And I remember her telling a story on how spirit was guiding her to do everything for just donation only. And she said she had to work through a lot of stuff related to that. And again, I don't know if she was making money or how she was making money or what she's doing now, but I just kind of had that memory of like, this is sort of like the opposite of everything that like I was planning on going and doing. Like it's sort of disturbing at a certain level. It's
okay.
Fear.
So there's a bunch of fear mixed in there. There's some conditions that you have on money and how it comes into your life and what you must do in order to get it. You don't actually give it you don't actually give yourself the freedom to get what you want in whatever way it comes to you. There's a part of you that wants to control exactly how it's going to come, and if it doesn't come that way, then you can't accept it because it has to come in the way that you think that it has to come, and that is the only way that you can allow it into your life. So you are, in essence, building a wall that says, I want money, but I'm not really willing to let it in. So these are the statements that I'm getting. So, dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all fear. I'm going to write these down too. Yeah, go ahead. I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release the chains to the past.
Dear innate, I release the chains to the past.
Dear innate, I release the patterns that stop me from shining.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dear innate, I release the patterns that keep me from shining.
Dear innate, I am in alignment with who I am.
Dear innate, I am in alignment with who I am.
Dear innate, I open all doors and windows.
That's it?
No.
Too abundant?
It's not too long for you to remember it all, so I stopped
there. Because my windows are open right now. Dear innate, I open all doors and windows.
To allow all money that is coming to me to come.
Dear innate, I open all doors and windows to allow all money that is coming to me to come. Hallelujah. I love that one.
Okay, those are the ones that I was getting. So,
just breathing that in for a minute here. I was thinking about you this morning because we had a conversation years ago about how I attracted this famous person's brother to me and my services. And I was connecting with his dead sister, who was the famous one. And I offered him a session, and then I sort of backtracked and I was like, I don't know if I could do that and whatever, you know, whatever. It was a conversation we had a while ago. It was strictly about mediumship, which is technically not my specialty. You know,
right.
How us humans do that. So the other day, I was doing a class, and after the class, one of the ladies came up to me and said, oh, since you're a medium, can I schedule a session with you that you could connect? just laughing at this whole thing. So Can I you know, book a session with you? And I did my standard answer of, oh, well, you know, I am a medium, but that's not really my specialty, and I usually help with this and that. It's like embarrassing telling this story. So I went through all of that, and she was like, maybe you could. And I thought that was good, being an integrity, blah, blah, blah. And I let it be. It wasn't in my mind for, like, several days, although I saw the resemblance of, like, the same thing that happened years ago. And I happened to be, so she was like, maybe you could recommend someone to me, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, sure. And also I was like, let me think about that too. Because the only person that was coming to my mind, I know you guys also, but the person that kept coming to my mind was like Lisa Williams for some reason. Anyway, so I was walking today and I said, why don't you, you know, a spirit was like sort of saying, you can and you should help her. Like, you want to be of service. And like, here is an opportunity. You're turning away money. But it wasn't even about money. It was just about, like, they were just talking about, like, you've been asking to be of service and here this person is whatever. And like, lower your rate and tell her, like, this is what the rate is. And like, trust yourself that like messages will come through and whatever she needs. So I was sort of like, huh, really? I don't know. Yeah, okay, fine, I'll do that. I said, I guess you want me to be focusing on this mediumship stuff these days. I don't. So I don't know. My mind doesn't know. It's confusing all about it. I emailed her this morning. I said, you know, hey, if you want to do it, I'll reduce my session price till this, and let me know if you want to schedule something. So I guess I'm sort of looking
towards you guys for approval.
But
Cinder is saying you've got to stop procrastinating. Okay. You've got to, you know, you've got to like sort of like muster up the courage and just do what needs to be done. You can do this, okay?
Yeah, but it's like, again, it's something new. It's not really like my specialty, even though like I do connect with people from the other side and like.
I know, but you know what? I ended up, Joan Rivers came into my life because I was connecting with the angels and everything, and I had a hard time connecting with my family on the other side, so they sent in Joan Rivers, okay? So just, you know, just know that if you just, you know, if you want to be of service and you want to help this woman, you put that out there and you will get the messages that need to be said. Okay? So don't be afraid. Don't let this make you feel like you can't do it, because you can do it. If you're, you know, if you're put in that situation, you're supposed to do it. And just, you're asked to like think, you know, think in a different direction, you know, like you're taking on more like special skills that you have. They're coming, like they're sort of starting to surface. And for you, it's sort of like it's a time to move to the next level. You've got to trust if the angels bring you someone that they're going to, you know, they're going to help you with that. Don't have any anxiety. Don't have any fear. Just say yes, okay? And start, you know, to talk about yourself. You know, I am a medium, and really, like, feel it and mean it. And the more that you get comfortable, like, with saying that and feeling it, you're going to see the more the messages are going to come. They're going to come, like, they're going to flow through you, okay? Ask the angels to guide you. They'll be there. They'll help you with this. Okay, and I'm getting, in the back of your mind, was this sort of like something that you thought, oh, my gosh, this would be really cool if I could do this as well? Because that's what I'm sort of getting, and people are going to start coming to you for this, okay?
Yeah, oh, my God, that just gave me chills. That's really weird to me. On a mental level, that's really weird to me because, like.
Yeah, prosperity, and you're in alignment with.
Yeah.
Okay, so now is the time, Ginger Singh, girlfriend, now is the time.
Yeah.
You've
got to
have
like
a change
so
in your consciousness, a change in your thinking. Stop limiting yourself. Just,
I
you
know.
Know, just thinking outside the box.
Fries, he needs fries.
Start thinking outside the box is what I'm getting, honey, okay? You've got to start. And I'm getting,
yeah,
you're
you
going to, you know what, there's miracles, and it's going to be exciting, and you're going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, like, I just, you spend so much time building yourself up in one direction, like, this area, and then, like, I mean, my grandfather who passed, like, he's with me all the time. Like, I speak to him, I speak to my ancestors all the time. Like, I mean, but I just never.
Ask him to come in on a session and help you, and you'll be more comfortable. You say to yourself, I'm not doing this alone. My grandfather's here, and he's going to help you. People have guides with them all the time, and one of them for you is your grandfather, and allow him to come in and help you with the session.
Do you think that she'll do it? Because now I'm actually excited to do it. Like, after I emailed her, I was like, yeah, I really want to do it now.
If it doesn't happen, that's okay. There's going to be more opportunities. But right now, you've got to get comfortable with this aspect of yourself. You're transforming, okay? And you've got to really, like, you know, like, stand up and put on your big girl shoes is what Ginger's saying, and you're going to see the changes that come about, okay?
Okay. Wow.
It's going to be phenomenal. Like, yeah, I mean, it's really phenomenal. It really is.
You
and
know,
I mean, I myself said I connected with the angels, and then all of a sudden Joan Rivers came in. So expect the unexpected, you know?
Well, it's just a thing of, like, when I think of a medium, I think of someone who just does that. And for me, I have a million labels. Oh, that's actually, oh, interesting. That's why I came in the middle of that. And that's why that was funny.
You're
today.
Labeling yourself.
With,
rip off the damn label.
With, well,
I'm
Barbara. That's what I came
off
in the middle of
label.
The conversation. Barbara's
yeah,
million.
Yeah, rip the damn label off.
Yeah, well, how Barbara
I mean,
has, like, a million labels. I have that, too, and I actually, I try to slim that down because it just seems like, oh, my God, it's so much.
Yeah,
but like,
we're all transforming right now. Barbara's doing different things. I'm doing different things. You're doing different things. You know, like Barbara's, you know, doing these beautiful sessions with Innate. I'm helping people with cellular memory to release cellular memory. I was helping a horse the other day. I mean, the only one that's going to limit you is you, honey.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he wasn't talkative like the dog that I connected with. The dog I would carry on a conversation, but everything is energy. It doesn't matter whether it's a dog, a horse, a person. We're all energy.
Right.
You know,
interesting.
So one of the things
I want
to say, Jessica, is, dear Innate, I release my comfort zones.
Oh, I like that one. Dear Innate, I release my comfort zones. It would be cool to be, like, to, quote, just do mediumship, although I could do so
Who
much more.
It
That's
to
the
be
thought.
Just. Who's there?
Right. Yeah,
what
do you
want to
just?
Nothing
has to be just.
Right.
Yeah. And you're
you know,
thinking
there's a but
again,
there.
So stop.
Right. There's a but there, which I do need. I feel like I need to express because I'm keep thinking of mediums who just do those crossing over kind of parties or what the shows or whatever. And you see them as being, again, this is my own, obviously, perspective, point of view, of like you see them being the more successful ones because they're just focused on that. So that's the fear. It's like, wow, things keep expanding. You have so many gifts. Well.
Yeah, but Jess, you know what? You're amazing, and you've got to realize that. And the other day, like I said, I had a woman, she and, you know, her boyfriend had broken up, and I just asked Spirit, what is it that you want me to do with this woman for this session? And as soon as I started the session, Whitney Houston came in, you know, and I gave her, you know, the channeled message and everything and different things. If you just stop thinking so much and open up and allow Spirit to use you and to help you with these sessions, it'll be so much easier.
Right.
You're thinking,
which I normally
you're just,
do. This is the new stuff. Right. Okay. Gotcha. Got it. I got the message.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Wonderful. Well, then get out there. Get busy doing what it is you are guided to do and stop thinking and just be you. And if you need a just,
get out of your
say,
head.
I'm just being me. There you go. That covers everything.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Barbara, and funny. Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, universe, bring me more opportunities. I'll say yes. I won't hesitate.
Okay.
You know, DC, I didn't even think I was hesitating and that I'm going to probably think about that for a little bit on how I've been hesitating, but I try not to
think
about it.
You're not going to think about it. You're going to let it go.
I'm going to let it go.
You're innate.
I'm
going to
ignore it.
You need to hesitate.
I release
you're worthy to deliver these messages. Ginger is saying you've got to feel worthy of delivering them because you are. Trust in what you feel and have confidence in yourself, okay?
Right. And interesting, she just emailed me back. She just emailed me back as we were just talking and she said that she came across a financial crisis right now, so she's spending things on car right now, but she'll see me on Sunday for the class. So, all right, fine.
Hey, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
It is what it is. That's okay.
Yeah.
Everything
that's
happens
fine.
In divine timing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think about stuff like that anymore. Everything happens when it's supposed to happen.
Well, I'm grateful for her because now I'm open to it, so I'm ready for that question. It seems like a lot of times people will come to me and they sort of get me off guard, and my old automatic response is like no or I don't know or whatever sort of confusion and weakness, and now I'm ready for it. Now I'll be like, yeah, I'll do a session.
Yeah, just think of the sentence, I am. I am. That's very powerful. What you put at the end of that sentence is very powerful.
Yeah, I am going to start introducing myself at these classes again. That came this morning, too, that I should start going through my
I am.
My title,
no, I
like,
am a Yeah, I am, you know, because you truly are, you know. If you've opened up once and did it, you can do it again, you know.
Right. Well, here's another sort of but that, you know, I know that we shouldn't share buts, but I would normally say that I help people clear blocks related to their love life. But a lot of people come to me and they actually don't want anything to do with their love life. They don't need any help with that. So that's where, like, I can say my title, but when I say, like, I help people with what, I don't know, transform their life and just leave it vague like that, I guess, because I don't have an answer for that right now. Because this lady wanted to just connect with whoever passed, and that's it. She said she has a very good love life when I spoke to her, you know, the other day. So it really shakes things up.
Just confirm that you are your best self, okay? I am my best self. And just feel it, you know what I'm saying? Feel the power that's within that sentence. And you're going to be there for whomever needs you in whatever way they need you, because you're your best self. I am my best self, okay? And you're going to align with that beautiful inner. If they want love life, you can help them. If they want to connect with a loved one, you can help them. You can do it all. You have the ability. So just feel that power within you, honey. Feel the power. And then I think the more that you start feeling that power, then you're going to start attracting more people into your life for different things, okay? Because before that, you were a little bit closed-minded. You really didn't trust yourself. You only believed there was one thing you could do, okay? And now you're seeing your world is expanding. It's sort of time to, like Ginger's saying, like, take those blinders off, Jess, you know, and see the world that's waiting for you, okay? And she's saying, you've got this. You can do this, okay? And feel comfortable, like, you know, as that new person that you are, okay? As you expand your vision, you're going to see that you're going to have miracles and epiphanies coming your way. So you're doing an amazing job. Just keep doing, okay? There's no need to worry about it. Like I said, do it. Like I do long-distance healing. I send healing to a person in India. He felt it within 2 minutes. And there's nowhere where love can't go. So there's no distance with distance healing even, okay? So, you know, we've got to watch that we're not putting limitations upon ourselves, okay?
Yeah, but DC, with this, I still don't understand as far as, like, how am I supposed to, when I introduce myself to people, because I can say my titles, but again, when you're from a business perspective or promotion perspective, you're not really supposed to say your titles, you're really supposed to tell you how you're supposed to help people. So I don't, I mean, I guess I need to write down a whole thing on all the ways that I can help people. But
if they looked you up in a directory, like say they went like to like a phone book or something, you've got to say what you do, because if you want a plumber, you look for a plumber, correct?
Right, but I'm saying, like, if you say, oh, I'm a psychic, a medium, a spiritual teacher, a healer, or this or that, but normally you would say, like, then it would be like my specialty is plumbing, you know, or my specialty.
Well, you know what? I don't, like I said, when you hear my introduction and everything, you know, I do go through it all, and I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. I mean, I put it out there what I do, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's going to be directories, there's going to be certain places where you're going to list your services. Because people are going to look for specific services, and, of course, you want to be listed under those services. And if you have little cards made up, list everything you do. You're a medium. You know what I'm saying? Put that in there, too. Don't limit yourself, because you are transforming, honey, and you're just, you know, like, this is amazing. You're, like I said, you're expanding, and, you know, listen to your heart. And allow those dreams to become your reality, okay? And I'm getting, you're walking into times of prosperity. You know, and just know that you're always going to be at the right place at the right time, where you need to be, and the people that you need to help, they're going to show up.
Okay.
Overthink everything. You think too much.
Yeah.
I mean, when I started this journey. People will say, well, how did you start? I started to watch the Long Island Medium with my niece. That's how simple it can be. That's what I did. I started to watch the Long Island Medium, start laughing with my niece, and I thought, my gosh, I'd love to do something like that. And then I ended up, that was an intention, I guess, I put out to the universe where I am today.
You know, I think that's probably one of my gifts. Maybe I should list it too. I think too much, so therefore I can relate to everybody else who thinks too much.
That's awesome. See that you
stop just thinking.
Yeah, you put a positive. And it really helped, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna write up my introduction or something today. I'm gonna try to do some action step related to it. And I am going to put in maybe at the end that, and also one of my gifts is that I think too much.
Beautiful. And listen to your heart, the callings of your soul, and just let go. Okay?
All right.
You've got to let go of everything that's important right now. You're doing an amazing job. You've been growing so much, you know, from the time that I've connected with you.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm ready to get out
my
there.
Journey
I want another opportunity to come. I'm, like, ready for it. Come on, universe. Bring it on.
Yeah, and I started doing what I'm doing now. I started in 2014. And at first I'd be talking to people, I've just been doing this like a year. And Spirit said, knock it off. It doesn't matter. You know? And it doesn't matter. So have confidence in yourself and know that you're placed here for a reason. And just do what you're going to do, you know? And you're going to see everything is going to be clearer. And it's just amazing. So this is the time to just... You know, let go of what's holding you back, you know? You've done this many times in a past lifetime, so it's not the first time you're doing it. It's maybe the first time in this lifetime, but it's going to lead to prosperity. So stop overthinking
things. Okay, yeah, I'm stuck in my head again. Okay, good. Sounds good. All right. We're good. We're cleaned up. We're ready to go.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, Jessica, I didn't mean to meet you when you were talking. my finger got trigger happy. We do have one more caller, DC, so we are moving to the caller from area code 917. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. Hello. What can we do for you today? Hi.
Yeah, my energy is a little bit tired. I'm a little bit tired. I don't know why, but I am. And so I'm taking it easy. Here's a question. One of my coworkers said that I said something to one of the people here that are patients, and I didn't say that. And he completely twisted the story. He wasn't even in the room. And I'm wondering, like, what's going on? The other two staff members, like, we had a new staff member, and she tried to side another staff member, and she totally got him to side with her, and he's really not very friendly to me anymore. What do you think is going on here at this place? What do I need to do here?
Okay, this is DC, hon. I'm getting there's going to be an opportunity to resolve this, and the angels are just saying to be confident, like, in your abilities to communicate, and just, you know, ask your angels to come in and help you, like, with the situation. I'm getting relaxed, like, someone is going to come in and help you, and I'm feeling like it may be a gentleman, and maybe a man with maybe, like, lighter hair is what I'm being shown, okay? Mm-hmm. Just know that, you know, you will have help. Ask the angels to, you know, bring in people to help you, okay? Follow your instincts. And what I'm getting, do you feel sort of like the job that you're doing? I feel like you're not reaching your potential in this specific job presently.
Right.
I'm getting like a little nudge sort of on the back here. This might be a nudge for you to think, you know, like this can probably be fixed, at, you know, like the situation, but... Do you feel maybe it's time to try something new, is what the angels are saying?
Yes, I am.
There might be something out there that you're guided to do, and this is just like a little nudge from the universe saying, you know what, hon, it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your emotions in check. Yeah, keep your emotions in check. And I'm getting, you are going to find a new position, and it is going to be financially more secure. And that's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Jesus and Barbara. God bless.
Thank you. Do you also know why my energy is so low?
Okay, I think Jesus is going to talk to you about that. So here's what he wants to say. My beloved one, you are going through many changes, many shifts in your life. You are in some ways waking up to who you truly are and what's actually important to you. And as you are going through these changes, through these shifts, this is bringing different energies into your body. And a lot of people are experiencing that low energy feeling because you are changing from who you have been into who you are becoming. And so we encourage you that if your body is asking for extra sleep, give it extra sleep. Don't see this as a bad thing. See, this is part of the process of you becoming you. Listen to your body. Listen to what it is telling you. Listen to what you are feeling. If you are feeling that there are things in your life that do not bring you joy, that in fact bring you discomfort, dis-ease, whatever it is that's dissatisfying, pay attention to that and start making changes so that in every moment you are experiencing joy. You are allowed to be truly happy in every moment. Happiness is not something that should just be reserved for those special times. Happiness can be your permanent state of being. And we encourage you to do what you need to do in order to reach that point in your life. You are opening up to the truth of who you are, and your life is opening up to that truth as well. Embrace it. Make the changes that your heart is guiding you to make. Start allowing yourself to live a life that you truly love.
Now, why do you think this person twisted his story in front of my supervisor? I totally believe he was telling the truth.
That's also a part of you looking at the work that you're doing and seeing whether or not this is actually where you want to be. Sometimes
we
have to have something happen right in front of us before we finally say, oh, I need to change this. You know,
this
otherwise
is getting worse.
Go along.
It's getting
like,
so it's getting worse here. Like, I like my job.
Yeah, take this opportunity to make the changes that you need to make. Seriously, look at what it is you do and what it is you really want to do.
Well, I'm getting what I need, but I'm getting some part of some important aspect. And once I'm done with that, it's okay to leave, but not in the middle of some getting myself, my needs met as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that if you have the understanding that God is watching over you and God is always going to provide for you, then there is nothing else that you need to be worried about because you will always be provided for, always.
Yes, yes, amen, amen. I hear you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, call us back.
I love your show. Both of you are great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, let us know how it goes.
Okay, keep you posted. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, you see, we've come to the end of another show.
And it was a beautiful show, Barbara.
Yes, it was.
I'm feeling that beautiful dose of vitamin G, and I'm starting to feel better here.
Good.
Not quite myself, but I'm getting there.
All righty. Well, we will be back next Tuesday. This is Thursday, right? I can't even remember what day it is this week. All right, we will be back next Tuesday, and we hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and we send you all lots and lots of love. And don't forget, stop thinking and start listening to your heart. Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.